RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
As I take a little swig of my energy drink. I'm feeling pretty good today, though. Chaim Bloom, Cardinals president of baseball operations, is with us. Good morning, Chaim. It's always great to have you on KMOX.
I didn't bring my energy drink, but I'm glad to be on with you.
Yeah. What's are you a coffee guy? Are you a coffee drinker?
I am. Yes.
Same. Although I had two cups of coffee early this morning, so that's kind of where I cut it. Now, I might add one later in the day, but I try not to over-caffeinate myself. It's great to have you on the show. Last week, it's great to have you on every show, because last week you told us, I want to get something done. I prefer to get something done before the holidays. And that people picked up on that. There was a buzz after you said that. And then the report came out that you had a deal with the Red Sox for Wilson Contreras. And we said, well, you know, Chaim warned us something was possibly could happen before the holidays. So I guess my question is, what do you got cooking now?
I probably need to stop doing that, because there's going to be reading into every single thing that I say. You know, sometimes I'm going to say some things on here where we're just talking. In that case, I did. Obviously, nothing's done till it's done, but did have a pretty good feeling that we were going to be able to get something done there. So, you know, was able to call a shot a little bit there. But usually it doesn't work like that. It's very rare that you have something that's that close, that's that imminent. We don't today, I can tell you that. But that doesn't mean something won't happen this week. You never know. Like, we've been really in a mode probably since the GM meetings, where you feel like things are just one phone call away to get something moving. And we've, you know, been fortunate to be able to align on a couple things. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to find more moves that we think help the organization.
The Contreras deal, you end up landing, once again, some help from a pitching standpoint. Just let us know what you think you have there.
Yeah, we were happy to get all three of these guys. Hunter Dobbins, obviously, has already begun his big league career. Cardinals fans might remember him pitching against us on Sunday Night Baseball early in the season. Unfortunately, his season came to an abrupt end when he blew out his knee covering first base, kind of a freak thing that he's doing very well coming back from. But this is a guy who's shown a lot of ingredients to be able to be a successful starting pitcher. Obviously, he's just starting to establish himself, so there's a lot more work to be done to fulfill that promise. But somebody who has pretty high upside and also a really high floor, having just begun his big league career. Love a lot of the things he can do with the baseball, and also really the competitor, the person that he is, brings some toughness out there. So that's great to see.
Absolutely.
And the other two the other two kids, obviously, we were able to get two guys who are ways away still, both in A-ball, but both we feel have the upside to pitch in the big leagues. And that's really all you can ask at that stage, that you have a nice raw resource, guys who have had a lot of early success, who really combined have really only pitched for three total seasons between the two of them. So to see them both making their way as starters in A-ball and giving nice ingredients and a good raw resource to our pitching and performance team to mold, really happy to have all three of these guys in the fold.
Yeah, I was watching video on them. Aida ended up throwing five no-hit innings in his first minor league start, and Fajardo looked like another one of those big right. They're all big right-handers, aren't they, Chaim? All three of them.
Yeah, the two prospects actually probably have more size than Hunter does, although Hunter's not small by any stretch. That's part of it. It's not the only way that successful pitchers are built, but obviously, you know, strength can equal power to your stuff over the plate. And in the case of those two guys, it certainly has. And we feel, you know, particularly in Aida's case, that there's room for more.
And I remember the Dobbins start. In fact, I was doing the pregame, I believe, that day, talking about how the Red Sox were excited about him in that game. That was, for fans who watched that, that was the Miles Michaelis game where he struggled in that game. Dobbins went five and pitched pretty well. And as you mentioned, had that freak injury in July. How is he rehabbing there? What's his recovery looking like?
He's doing well. He's raring to go. If you ask him, there's not going to be any delay at all. Obviously, we're going to make sure that we check every box because there's no need to rush something like this. You want to put this behind you for good. But he'll have a checkup pretty soon where hopefully he'll get clearance to start throwing off a mound. He certainly has been throwing. If you do some internet sleuthing, you'll be able to find some evidence of that that he's posted. But hopefully he gets clearance to start beginning a mound progression. And then he's aiming to come into spring training with no restrictions. Obviously, we're still just getting our arms around everything, understanding him. We'll make sure that we take care of him as he comes back. Again, with the idea that once he's back, you don't want him to ever have to think or worry about this again.
A lot of factors, I would guess, in terms of these all being Red Sox deals, going back all the way to Steven Matz. You've made now three straight trades with the Red Sox, not to mention Dustin May pitched for the Red Sox last year. But a lot of factors there, I'm sure. Familiarity. But also the fact that you have open and good communication, it does appear, with Boston. Doesn't mean you're not talking to everybody, but so far it's been a run on the Red Sox, Heim.
Yeah, you know, I figured, obviously, we kind of joking as we were doing this deal, I'm probably going to get asked about that. I actually think you're bearing the lead that we're really, the story people aren't talking about is that we're well on our way to leading the league in redheads. I think that's the real story there, but no, in all seriousness, obviously there's a number of, certainly I feel them, obviously, having worked there and being my last organization. But, you know, it really just came down to they're both moves that we thought were helpful. When it came to moving those two guys, we felt that in each of those deals that they were offering the best return. And that's all it ever should be about. And obviously we are talking to everybody. I guess until I make a trade with somebody who's not the Red Sox, it's just words, but it really is just all about what's best for the organization and where can we find that best return no matter where it comes from.
How do you see first base right now as Contreras goes to Boston? It obviously opens up an opportunity for Alec Burleson. Where do you see that position right now?
Yeah, I think Burley's going to get a lot of run there. Obviously, they're, you know, I would expect that there's going to be other people who will factor into that picture as it's still rounding out. But, you know, it's something that he's done before that we have a lot of confidence in him to handle. And it's nice, you know, obviously you don't move someone like Wilson lightly. And it's nice to know that we do have somebody in-house who can shoulder the load over there.
How are things with Blaze Jordan? I know that he played that position. He's also a third baseman, right, Heim? He can play third?
Yeah, he plays both, and you know, we're excited to get him in camp. Obviously, he had some struggles after he came over with us, but there is ability there. For someone who has the ability to hit the ball as hard as he does, who can drive the baseball like he has the ability to do, even if he didn't show it consistently down the stretch, he makes a lot of contact. A lot of players of that profile do not. He certainly does, and that's really interesting. So we'll be excited to get him in camp with us. Happy he's with us. Obviously, there's still some things you want to see improve to earn that big league shot, but very happy that he's in the fold with us and excited to just get him under our tutelage and see him in our camp and continue to get to know what makes him tick and how we can get the most out of him, because there is big league upside there to be a part of that picture over the long haul for sure.
And a couple of other things that does, it does give DH maybe a little more clarity, I guess, in that Ivan Herrera, in theory, even though he's going to work on being a catcher, could see more time there, I would guess. And then it also opens up left field, doesn't it? I mean, how do you see the outfield here?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, you know, obviously we spent a lot of time talking about the catching front with Yvonne, and that certainly will continue to be a big part of his offseason, but he's a guy that wherever he is, you certainly want that bat in the lineup every day. So it's nice to have a little more flexibility to be able to do that. With the outfield, we like a lot of the options we have on the club. I would say also the picture is not totally complete. So we'll see what happens by the time we get to the end of the offseason. This does open up, you know, some room for us to add to our position player group. Not to say that we're done adding pitching, but I expect going forward that will be more of an emphasis for us as we finish the offseason. But all that being said, we do like a lot of the guys that we have on this club now, some of the candidates for that outfield playing time, and some of the guys we have coming, whether it's someone who just started to get his feet wet in the big leagues like Nathan Church, or someone like a Joshua Baez who's not here yet and still obviously has Triple-A to go knock down first, but in the long haul has a lot of upside to impact our big league club.
And Haim, finally, just some insight, if you would, maybe a little look behind the curtain as to how this has all happened. You're now 3 months into this position officially, president of baseball operations. Can you recall maybe back when the Cardinals reached out to you, and at what point did you understand that they wanted to go down this road? At what point did the Cardinals and you come together and say, this is the best course for this club, is they need to reload and redo this minor league organization and really throughout a new look?
You know, I think that's part of the advantage of how this came about is I had a chance to get to see the organization a little bit up close and draw some of my own conclusions. Obviously, being in the industry, you always have an opinion on organizations from the outside. When Mo first called me about, you know, coming in to essentially consult and player development, the organization itself had come to the conclusion that there were some things that they wanted to look at differently in player development. Obviously, to the organization's credit, it had always been a place, a stable and consistent place, but one that Mo and the DeWitt family felt was probably a little overdue for some fresh eyes. And so I knew my job that first year was to look in player development and just see exactly where taken, how to move it, potentially how to revamp it. And in the course of that, I got to understand the rest of the organization. And so, you know, our conversations obviously on player development then flowed into the bigger picture and, you know, the organization's interest in me succeeding Mo and steering the ship from there. And so we got to talk about some of those bigger picture things. And look, obviously, you always want to have your foot on the gas for the here and now. And, you know, like I've said many times, that's never something you want to concede, even if you are thinking a little bit longer term. But, you know, over the course of really the last 2 years, it became very clear, I like to think not just to me, but to everybody in the organization, that this is something that we needed to do and that there were parts of it that were going to be exciting in the moment. There are parts of it that might be tough in the moment. But if you have a plan and you keep to that plan and you have your eyes on a goal and you're just relentless and being willing to do anything within reason to achieve that goal, that it has a chance not only to be great, but to come sooner than you might think, as long as you stay disciplined on it. And it's been cool to see whether it's new people in the organization or people who have been here really rallying around that. That's not to say it's going to be perfect every day or that there aren't going to be ups and downs. There will be. We know that. But having that energy around this really at the outset of this is so important. You need that sometimes. Like I said, this game's really hard. Everybody's competing, and it doesn't always give you what you want when you want it. So you have to be able to ride that wave, and having all that energy at the outset is really, really a blessing.
I appreciate that answer, and thank you for what you and Anouk joined us last week, and what Ollie continues to do for us is to help us and our listeners understand what's going on. So that's much appreciated. We hope you have a great rest of your Sunday, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Sounds great, and Happy New Year, and Happy 2026 to everybody there.
Happy New Year to Haim Bloom, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. We'll come back. Bernie Miklas will be with us on KMOX.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.